Support for KPLU comes from Baird. Employee-owned and privately held, Baird offers financial advice and services with clients' best interests in mind. More information is available at BairdBellevue.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
It's a return engagement this time as a band leader. Jason Marsalis live in the KPLU studios today. The youngest member of the famous New Orleans jazz family. Jason's been drumming for most of his life and playing vibraphone for more than a dozen years. And his latest album, 21st Century Trad Band, features his Vibes Quartet. Here they are live in our studios with Austin Johnson on piano, Will Goble at the bass, and David Potter drumming. Please welcome on the Vibes, Jason Marsalis.
Thank you.
Jason Marsalis at the vibraphone with Austin Johnson piano, Will Goble at the bass, David Potter drumming, the new record, 21st Century Trad Band. Jason, I understand that your first instrument, though you've been drumming for most of your life, was violin, and you were playing a lot of classical music?
That is correct. When I was 5 years old, the violin was the first instrument that I got, and I prefer to... I always refer to it as the period that I was reading classical music, not necessarily playing, because at the time, and I say that because at the time I didn't really understand or really believed in the music of Beethoven or Bach in terms of like really sitting down and enjoying it. That was many years later. So I like to refer to that time as reading classical music.
And what was the period when you decided, well, I think I want to make drums my thing?
It was when I discovered that there was percussion in classical music. I was in a junior youth orchestra, and it was the first orchestra that I was in that had a percussion section. And I'm looking in the back and seeing timpanis and snare drums and bass drums, and that's when I said, I don't belong here, not in the front of the orchestra. I actually belong in the back. So the following year, the violin was over, and I started studying percussion after that. And ironically enough, I actually started to really listen to and enjoy classical music from that point on.
Now I know some of your earlier playing experiences was with your dad, great pianist Ellis Marsalis, and I read something where you were talking about a transition between going out to the clubs and just showing off your great drumming and actually playing with other musicians. Do you remember that transition?
It's just not exactly. It's just one of those things that evolves over time. I mean, when you're a lot younger, you're just into wanting to play as much as you can and play, I guess you could say, you know, as many notes as you can. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, that kind of thing gets old and you realize, wait, I got to play for the music and find out what works best for the situation. And it's something that evolved over time.
And how about the movement over to the vibraphone? Was that something you also picked up in classical music class?
Actually, no. The vibes was really my father's idea because he saw that I was transitioning to percussion, and he felt that vibraphone would be a logical addition because that is in the percussion family. And so even though I got it in high school, it wasn't until years after that that I got a lot more serious and started to play the instrument and doing shows and so forth.
And the new record is called 21st Century Trad Band. Do you think there's a challenge in bringing traditional trad music into the new century?
There is, but I think that the musicians have to know that it is something that can be done. It is true that in New Orleans you have a lot of traditional music that is that has been passed on through families. So mm-hmm. you have a lot of the same repertoire that is still played. Now, when you hear it played, it sounds like 2014. It doesn't sound like 1920. But you do have those musicians who think that, oh, that's an old style, and that's not a music that people want to hear anymore, and that died years ago, and blah, 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 blah. Now, what I did notice was that you don't have a lot of updates of traditional music. I think that they're going to start happening. Mm-hmm. There's some things I've seen recently, like I saw a picture on, I think it was Facebook, of a musician that posted a set list of trad tunes, but he had it trad tunes, but done in like a hip-hop vein or like a rock vein, and I was like, yes, 21st Century Trad Band, that's it right there. But what I wanted to do was to write music that had traditional elements, but there are more, I guess you could say, like abstract, more contemporary influences in the writing. I mean, I take my cues from musicians in the Afro-Cuban jazz scene, like Danilo Perez, Miguel Zenon, and David Sanchez, where they take traditional Afro-Cuban music, for example, and they have a lot of more modern abstract writing that goes inside of that music. And I've discovered that you don't find that a lot with traditional music. And so that's one of the things that I want to explore. But one of the things I've discovered is that it's a rhythm that can be used in other settings. As a quick story, I did a gig with a gentleman, and it was an interesting gig. It was like an experimental gig. It was like an electronic music. He had electronic music samples, and I was playing drums, and he was playing trumpet, and there was a keyboard player. And so there was this one song where he had this sample that had this certain rhythm, and I started playing like the traditional jazz snare drum press rolls with the music. And the guy was stunned. He looked at me like, man, that really worked, man. Man, that really fit well into the, man, I can't. And I'm like, yeah, it did. But he was really stunned. So you can bring it into the 21st century, but I think a lot more musicians have to realize that that is something that can be done.
We'd love to hear another tune. What do you got for us next?
Absolutely. Well, the first tune that we did was a thing entitled 18th Letter of Silence. And now we're going to move on and do a tune that is dedicated to those who cannot dance at all. I guess you could say the Elaines from Seinfeld of the world. And we call this one, or whoever else, we call this one The Man with Two Left Feet.
Outstanding. Jason Marsalis on the vibraphone with his quartet. Just a couple more questions and we'll hear another song. Jason, you had the benefit not only of growing up in a family full of jazz musicians, but growing up in New Orleans. And I wonder which was the more influential on you?
Well, it's an interesting thing because by the time I was 6 years old, my first four older brothers were out of the house. And so I'd still see them from time to time. Sometimes they'd visit. Sometimes I might see them on the road. But they weren't around. Now, Delphio was in New Orleans for a bit when I was in high school, so I got to play with him a lot, and I got to play with my father a lot. So, but I think I would have to say that my family probably influenced me the most, only because so many of us are so interested in so many different things
right.
that those interests cross paths. And so, you know, the thing is that we're all about, you know, looking into as much music as we can. And so there's a lot of support that I've gotten from all of them about listening to different things. I think that the influence of New Orleans has always been there. I think it's been a lot greater recently, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to traditional jazz music, because that was not a music I grew up playing. That was a music that I've only really started to play, like, I'd say in the past, maybe 10 years or so. But it's a music I've gotten into recently. But I would have to say family first, because, in fact, it's funny. For example, with from my brother Delphia, there's a lot of pop music that I've discovered sort of from him, and from my older brothers too. But I remember the first time I ever heard, what was it? I was helping him, I think, unpack. He just moved to New Orleans, and he puts this record on, and it was The Clones of Dr. Funkenstein from Parliament. And I was like, man, this is happening. What is this? This is better than some of the stuff happening now. Man, and the funny thing is that there's been times where I'm listening to something, and it's something that he's already familiar with. Like I think I had, I think it was the Beatles with the album. It's a self-titled album, but it's called The White Album. I was telling him, yeah, I was just checking out this, you know, The White Album. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's killing, man. Rocky Raccoon, man. That's bad, man. You know, and then he starts talking about the production of George Martin and so forth. And I think the last time something like that happened, I happened to have, what was it, the Fleetwood Mac album, Rumors. And he's like, oh, that's killing, man. The second tune, the drum's coming on two, and, man, that's a happening record. And, you know, so you know, I'd say I'm influenced by them, but it's a big influence just because there's so many different things that everybody's into. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll learn different things from any one of them, whether it's my father or my brothers, because there's so much music that everybody's checking out. And I try to do that same thing.
Jason Marsalis is here playing vibraphone. His quartet's at Jazz Alley one more night tonight. You also are a terrific drummer who's been playing with Marcus Roberts Trio for a long time, amongst other bands you've been playing with. Can you tell us why you still like playing as a sideman?
Well, I think there's a part of me that likes playing for the music. The music doesn't have to be about me. Now, one could argue maybe that being the sixth of six boys, you get sort of conditioned to that. There's going to be things that are not going to be about you when you're in that position. Maybe part of it is that. But while it's good to be a leader and sort of express my own music, I still like to play with others, because I found that there's things that I learn playing with other musicians and other people, and I find I become a better musician for it, whether it's playing with Marcus Roberts or my father. In fact, I just actually did a show with him in Quebec City a few nights ago, or whether it's playing with tenor saxophonist John Ellis. He's got a group called Double Wide. There's even another band of musicians that I know, a group called Snarky Puppy.
Oh, yeah.
And those are some guys I've gotten to know I was on a double bill with John Ellis with Snarky Puppy, and I got to know them. And then after a while, I'd end up sitting in with the band, and then I get to know guys, and I've even subbed for a few gigs. But I found even with their music, you know, which is challenging music, it helps my musicianship. And so that's why I still like being a sideman, just because it helps my musicianship.
Jason Marsalis has got a fantastic band with him here in the studios. Austin Johnson, piano. Will Goble at the bass. David Potter, drumming. Let's hear one more song from Jason Marsalis' Vibraphone Quartet.
All right. We are going to hear the title selection of the album, and this is an example of what I was talking about earlier when it comes to traditional music. This is the 21st Century Trad Band.